朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是刘志雄长老，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
也没有看到大卫怎么去回答先知亚拿单。
Through the Bible, we did not see how David replied the prophet Nathan.
你知道，因为耶和华给他的应许是透过拿单讲。
You know that the promise the Lord Jehovah gave to him is spoken through the prophet Nathan.
拿单跟大卫讲完了耶和华给他这么好的应许。
After David has spoken to David such a good promise.
没有写到大卫跟拿单说什么。
Didn't talk about what David said to Nathan.
却告诉我们大卫听了这些话就来到神的面前了。
Instead, it told us that after David heard these words, he came before the Lord.
他在耶和华面前的祷告。
His prayer in front of the Lord Jehovah.
就是我们今天下午刚才读的这段圣经。
It's this part of the Bible that we just read this afternoon.
是许多圣经学者认为。
It's what a lot of biblical scholars thought.
是最标准的祷告词。
It's a very, it's a most standard prayer.
因为我们在这里。
Because here,
看到一个人欢欢喜喜地听见了耶和华的话。
We saw that a person who joyfully heard the Lord Jehovah's words.
陶醉在神计划的里面。
He was so obsessed in the plans of the Lord.
为这神的应许在那里感恩。
And he was giving thanks because of the promise of God.
他对着神是充满了兴奋。
And he was full excitement towards the Lord God.
他迫切的祷告求神来成就神所应许的事。
Earnestly plead and pray to the Lord that he will accomplish what he has promised.
大卫到神面前来。
And David came before God.
你读大卫的祷告。
When you read David's prayer,
其实你有一种感觉大卫好像有点语无伦次。
And in actuality, you may feel that David seemed to be uttering incoherently.
因为他实在太冲动了。
Because he was so excited.
神的话
God's words
在神儿女的身上
in God's children
应该会带下一个结果
it should bring a result
那就是赞美和祷告
that is praises and prayers
你怎么知道你读懂了圣经呢
How can you tell that you understand what you read in the Bible?
就是当你读完一段圣经的时候
That is after you finish a part of the Bible
你的心里充满了敬拜
Your heart is full of worship
你心里面就不能不把神配得的赞美献给神
You can't help from your heart to give the praises that God is so deserving of
神的话语
God's words
在我们的深处
In our depth
就应该带出了赞美
It should bring out praises and prayers.
你如果来看大卫的祷告
If you come and read David's prayer,
这一段的祷告基本上就是两段
And this part of the Bible is separated basically into two divisions.
从18节到24节
From verses 18 to 24,
这一段就是一个真正的赞美
And this part is a true praise.
25节到29节
From verses 25 to 29
就是有果效的祈求
is a pleading with results
那么在真正的赞美这一段
And in the part where is true praise
它有一个特点
There is a special characteristic
一个人会真正的赞美神
When a person is able to truly praise God
必须是根据于他对神的认识
It has to base on his knowing of God
必须是他对神的恩典认识。
It also has to base on his knowing of God's grace.
当你认识了神
When you know God,
你认识了神的恩典
You know of God's grace.
你发出来的才是真正的赞美。
The praises that you express will then be the true one.
如果你读圣经
When you read the Bible, if
读来读去你什么也没有看到神的美丽
And you cannot see the beauty of God no matter how you read it.
也没有看到神的恩典
You are not able to see God's grace.
叫你感谢
and to ask you to give thanks,
叫你赞美,
to ask you to praise,
那真是要你的命,
that will cause you, almost be killing you.
所以你只好就是小和尚念经。
So you would be like a little monk chanting.
有口没有心。
You're just uttering with lip service, but you do not have it in your heart.
但如果你真的看见了,
but if you truly see it,
哦、那完全不一样。
That would be totally different.
你忍不住的。
You can't help yourself.
你必须要发出那个赞美。
You will have to utter your praises.
你注意大卫的祷告。
Pay attention to David's prayer.
他不是从 supplication 开始。
He didn't start from supplication.
他不是到神面前去祈求的。
He wasn't just supplicating.
他是在神面前惊叹。He's full of surprise.
He was full of surprises.
他不是在那里代求。
He was not just asking, praying for on behalf of someone.
他不是在那里 plead.
He wasn't there just pleading.
他是在那里 praise.
He was there praising.
耶和华的恩典。
The grace of our Lord Jehovah.
让大卫几乎喘不过气来。
Caused David to almost stop breathing.
他不能够相信。
He cannot believe.
他不能够明白。
He could not understand.
所以没有任何的话语可以来表达他的里面的感受。
So therefore, there's no words that express his inner feelings.
当你读大卫的这些祷告的时候，
When you're reading David's prayer here,
你应该会体会到一点。
You should be able to see one point.
虽然他不知道他要说什么。
Although he didn't know what he wants to say.
但他里面是满了喜乐。
But in him, he's full of joy.
他里面是满了兴奋。
He's full of excitement inside.
从十八节到二十二节。
Starting from verses 18 to 22.
大卫在那里他是惊讶于耶和华的计划。
There David is so amazed and surprised by the Lord Jehovah's plan.
十八节。
Verse 18.
大卫王进去坐在耶和华面前。
Then King David went in and sat before the Lord Jehovah.
说主耶和华我是谁我的家算什么你竟使我到这个地步。
He said, Who am I, O sovereign Lord, and what is my family that you have brought me this far?
这是大卫对着过去耶和华的作为他充满了惊讶。
This is David towards the Lord Jehovah's, towards his first, past actions that he's full of surprises.
他进去。
He went in.
进到哪里去?
Where did he enter?
进到神的面前。
He entered before the Lord God.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你兴奋。
You, when you're excited,
你快乐的时候,
when you're happy,
你到哪里去?
Where do you go?
你痛苦,
when you're in sorrow,
你郁闷,
when you're depressed,
你到哪里去?
Where do you go?
你如果活得够久,
if you have lived long enough,
你就会知道一件事,
you will know one thing,
不管你心情怎么样,
regardless of what your moods are,
全宇宙只有一个地方。
There is only one place in the whole of universe.
是有人会真的了解你心里的感受。
That there is someone who will truly understand your heart feelings.
那就是主的脚前。
And that is before the feet of our Lord.
坐在耶和华面前。
They sat before the Lord Jehovah.
圣经里面。
In the Bible.
祷告的知识。
The knowledge of prayer.
No, the...Statue.
The statue of the prayer.
有的是站着祷告的。
Some people will stand up.
有的是脸伏于地的祷告的。
Some will fall prostrate and pray.
有人是跪着祷告的。
Some people will kneel to pray.
但圣经中很少有人坐着祷告。
But very rarely would someone be sitting down to pray in the Bible.
全本圣经。
The whole of the Bible.
除了这个地方。
Other than this area,
只有两个地方。
There are only two other areas.
一个是哪里呢?
Where's the other one?
一个是在列王记上的十九章。
One is in 1 Kings, chapter 19.
先知以利亚逃命的时候。
And the prophet Elijah, when he ran for his life,
他累了个半死。
He was so tired.
也吓了个半死。
And he was so scared to death.
倒不行了。
And in the end, it was not working out for him.
他坐在地上。
He sat on the ground.
他祷告。
He prayed.
他祷告什么呢
What, How did he pray?
让我死吧。
He said, let me die.
大卫为什么做的
Why did David sit?
是不是兴奋到累得不行呢
Was he so excited that he was so tired he could not stand?
还是大卫
Was it because David?
像一些圣经学者认为
Just like some biblical scholar who thought that
是坐在自己的脚跟上
That he's sitting on his own ankle
我们都不确定
We cannot be sure
那圣经里面还有另外一个地方人有一个人坐着祷告
In the Bible there's another area where there was another person sitting down to pray
那就是出埃及记的十七章
And that is the book of Exodus in chapter 17
摩西到山上去祷告。
Moses, when he went up to the mountain to pray,
祷告到以色列百姓在下面打仗打了好久。
And he was praying for so long that the Israelite people were been in battle for so long.
他累得不行了。
And he was so tired.
所以最后亚伦就弄了个石头给他坐。
Aaron, in the end, got a piece of rock to let him sit on.
所以有人就猜大卫是累了。
And some people guessed that maybe David was tired.
有人猜大卫是坐在他的脚跟上像那个穆斯林他们的祷告。
And some people are guessing that David was sitting on his ankles just like the posture that the Muslim people would be doing.
可是我自己的感觉。
But my own feelings are.
我相信大卫。
And I believe that David.
他来到神的面前。
When he came before the Lord God.
你知道那个时候坐在神的约柜面前
You know that at that time sitting in front of the Ark of Covenant of God
没有地板了
There is no actually wooden floor
也没有地毯了
There is no carpet also
坐在泥巴地上
You were just sitting basically on the mud
有没有可能
Is it possible
大卫在这个时候
David at this time
感受到约伯的感受
He felt what Job felt.
真正看到自己的无有。
Truly see his own will.
He has nothing.
He has nothing.
因为约伯遇见神以后。
Because Job, after he has met God.
他说我从前风闻有你现在亲眼看见你。
He said, In the past I've heard of you, but now I've seen you with my own eyes.
因此我厌恶自己在尘土和炉灰中懊悔。
Therefore, I detest myself and I regret and repent in the soil, in the mud, in the dust.
重点
The focal point
是他到主的面前去祷告
is that he came before the Lord God to pray.
祷告的态度
His attitude of praying
比祷告的姿势要重要
is actually more important the posture of his prayer.
在大卫的这段祷告里面
In this part of David's prayer,
他一口气用了四次主耶和华
With one breath, he used four times O Sovereign Lord Jehovah.
原文就是 Yahweh Adonai.
In the original text is Yahweh Adonai.
就是有主权的耶和华
It's the Lord with the Sovereign Lord.
大卫知道他跟谁祷告。
David knew who he was praying to.
不但是那一位自己有永远有永恒无限的上帝。
Not only is that self-existent eternal God.
更是那一位掌管万有主权的神。
It's also that sovereign Lord who is full of sovereignty, God.
大卫到这样的一位神面前。
And David came before such a God.
他说什么呢
?What did he say?
他说我是谁啊
He said, who am I?
我的家算什么东西呢?
What is my family?
很多人会说,
Many people would say,
哇,你看大卫好谦卑啊。
Will say, oh, look how humble David is.
其实弟兄姊妹让我告诉你。
Actually, brothers and sisters, let me tell you this.
大卫不是谦卑。
David was not humble.
大卫只是认识了真相而已。
David just recognized the truth.
我们每一个人
Every one of us
我们需要神极大的怜悯
We need the greatest mercy of God
让我们真正认识自己
So that we may truly know ourselves
知道我们一无所有一无所能也一无所失
Know that we have nothing we can do nothing and we are nothing
没有神的恩典
Without the grace of God
我们不会有这样子的发现。
We cannot make such a discovery.
这个发现会让我们痛苦。
And this discovery may cause us sorrow.
但是这个发现会给我们带来极大的恩典。
But this discovery will bring us the greatest grace.
所以大卫
Therefore, David,
他才会认识恩典。
He can then recognize grace.
他说你竟使我到这地步呢。
He said that, that's why he says that, you have brought me this far.
你竟使我到这地步呢
That you have brought me this far.
一个真正认识自己的人
A person who truly knows oneself
才会真正认识神的恩典
Will then be able to truly know God's grace
才会真正的感恩
Then who will truly be grateful
才会真正的珍惜每一次的薄饼
They will then be able to truly treasure each breaking.
因为还有什么
Because what else is there?
能给我们机会把神当得的感谢赞美归给他呢
Can give us this opportunity to give the praises and thanks to God that he's worthy of.
神怎么可能在大卫身上有这么奇妙的恩典
How is that God in David can give such amazing grace?
你记得第八节
You remember in verse 8?
我从羊圈中将你招来，叫你不再跟从羊群，立你做我民以色列的君。
He said, I took you from the pasture and from following the flock to be ruler over my people Israel.
你注意到没有
？Did you notice?
这里面没有一句讲到大卫有什么好处。
There's not one word that mentioned what good points that David has.
没有讲到大卫有什么优点。
Didn't say of any particular good advantage that David has.
全是神的恩典。
It's all God's grace.
大卫这一句。
And David, this sentence here.
你竟使我到这地步呢
？That you have brought me this far.
也可以翻作你既然带我走到这一步。
It can be translated that you have actually led me to this day, to this state.
你知道大卫是一句话。
You know, with David, it's just one sentence.
圣经里面是21章的圣经啊。
But in the Bible, it's like 21 chapters.
如果你看看时间的话。
If you look at the time frame.
超过十年了。
It's exceeded 10 years.
神拣选是一个奥秘。
God's election is a mystery.
神为什么选大卫?
Why did God choose David?
我们不知道。
We don't know.
神保守他所拣选的人是更大的奥秘。
The greater mystery is that God will guard the people he selected people.
从伯利恒到耶路撒冷。
From Bethlehem to Jerusalem.
只有六英里的路。
There are only 6 miles.
耶和华把他从伯利恒带到耶路撒冷。
But the Lord God brought him from Bethlehem to Jerusalem.
经过多少的艰难
Through how many difficulties?
多少的失败
So how many failures?
多少灰心
How many discouragements?
多少惧怕
How many fears?
多少次的背叛
How many times of rebellions?
软弱
Weaknesses
嘲笑
And mockery
怎么可能神终于把大卫带到这个地步
How is it possible that God has finally brought David to this state?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们这一辈子
We for our whole life
神怎么可能把我们带到今天这个地步
How is it possible that God has brought us to today's date?
你以为是我们有信心吗
You think that it's because we have enough faith?
你以为是我们爱主吗
You think it's because we love our Lord?
让我告诉你
Let me tell you
神他拣选我们
God, he has chosen us.
神保守我们。
God has guarded us.
神一路带领我们。
God has led us all the way.
这是为什么?
And this is why.
每一次我唱到你的信实真伟大的时候。
And every time when I sing this hymn, how great thou art.
Great is thy faithfulness. 你的信实何其伟大。
How great is your faithfulness.
我都很激动。
I was so excited and so greatly moved.
难以想象。
I cannot imagine it.
这一位神是如此的信实可靠。
And this God is so faithful and reliable and trustworthy.
十九节。
In verse 19.
主耶和华。
O sovereign Lord.
这在你眼中还看为小。
And as if this was not enough in your sight.
这是大卫开始对着未来的惊讶。
And this is David's surprises towards the future.
大卫不只是对着耶和华过去的作为感到惊讶。
Not only was David surprised by the Lord Jehovah's past performance behaviors.
他对着耶和华神将来要做的事更是充满着惊讶。
Towards the Lord Jehovah's future actions to him, he's all the more surprised.
因为大卫明白。
Because David understood.
耶和华在过去的日子保守带领大卫到今天。
Our Lord Jehovah has guarded David and leading him from all the way in the past until today.
那个恩典
That grace.
跟神应许大卫未来的那个恩典
And comparing to the grace of God's promise to David.
完全没有办法相比
It's not comparable at all.
耶和华应许大卫的家
The Lord Jehovah promised David's household.
要存到永远
That it will last forever.
你能够想象吗
Can you imagine that?
在我们的生命中
In our lives
神过去
In the past, God
现在
And future, now
所给我们一切的恩典
All the graces that he has given us
绝对没有办法
Absolutely, there's no way
来跟神将来要给我们的恩典相比
To compare with the grace that our Lord God want to give us in the future
大卫在诗篇三十一篇十九节
And David in Psalm 31 verse 19
他这样子说
That's what he says
敬畏你投靠你的人你为他们所积存的在世人面前所施的恩惠是何等的大
How great is your goodness which you have stored up for those who fear you which you bestow in the sight of men on those who take refuge in you
保罗在哥林多前书二章九节
Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9
这样子说
He says
神为爱他的人所预备的
God has prepared for those who love him
是眼睛未曾看见耳朵未曾听见人心也未曾想到的
Is no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived
难怪大卫
No wonder David
他在那里说这算什么小这还是小事吗
And that's why he is there to say as if this was not enough in your sight
下面一句话
The following phrase
这岂是人所常遇的事吗
Is this your usual way of dealing with men
这个是刚才他翻译念的是 NIV 的英文翻译
This is an NIV translation
NASB
NISB
他的翻译是 This is the customer of man 这是人间应该有的
This is the custom of man
New King James Version
In the New King James Version
用问句来表达
Is being expressed through like a question mark
Is this the manner of man?说人会这样做这样子的事吗 New Revised Standard Version
And in the New Revised Standard Version
May this be instruction for the people 但愿这是你给人的命令 New Jerusalem Bible
And the New Jerusalem Bible
它翻译作Such is human destiny. 这是人类的结局。因为你要知道
Because you have to know.
这句话非常难翻。
This sentence is very difficult to translate.
它原文是这样子。
In the original text is.
这是给人的 Torah.
Torah? This is Torah that's given to men?
Torah 就是神的旨意
Torah means God's will
神的命令
God's command
神的律例
God's decree
神的典章
And God's ordinance
都叫 Torah.
They're all called Torah.
原文里面是没有标点符号的。
There is no exclamation mark or commas there.
你不知道是惊叹句。
You don't know whether it is an exclamation mark.
你也不知道是疑问句。
Or is a question mark.
你也不知道是叙述句。
I don't know, or whether it's a narrative.
这就是为什么你刚才看了这么多英文版本，它有这么多不同的翻译。
And that's why so many verses in English that so many translations.
我们如果接受和合版的翻译
If we accept the Union version
这是一个疑问句
This is a question mark
这岂是人所常遇的事吗
And is this your usual way that man encounters?
你觉得答案应该是 no 还是 yes?
Do you feel that the answer should be a no or yes?
No. 也对哈。
You can say no as well.
怎么会有这么好的好事
How can there be such a good thing?
那你回答 yes, 对不对
But if you reply yes.
因为在基督里就是有这么多的好事啊。
Because in Christ, there are good things.
但是如果你仔细的来思想这节圣经的话。
But if you reflect carefully this sentence,
你发觉其实这节圣经它有更深的意思。
But you will discover there in a more profound and deeper meaning in it.
因为这岂是人所常遇的事吗
？Because when it says, "Is this something that man encounters all the time?"
这 是指什么呢
？What is it referring to?
是指到神给大卫家那个到永远的应许。
Is referring to the eternal promise given to David's household.
NJB 就是 New Jerusalem Bible.
The New Jerusalem Bible, the NJB.
在我看可能是最好的翻译。
To me, I feel that is the best translation.
因为大卫在这里他似乎明白一件事。
Because here David, he seems to understand one thing.
神给他的应许他的家要直到永远。
The promise that God gives to him is that his house, his family will last forever.
这是神给人类的定命。
This is a destiny that's given by God to man.
这一个祝福不只是给大卫和大卫的家。
This blessing is not just given to David and his family.
这个祝福是给全人类的。
And this blessing is given to the whole human race.
假如你读得懂罗马书第八章的话。
If you're able to read the book of Romans chapter 8.
你就知道。
You will then know.
这一个祝福。
This blessing.
不只是借着大卫的子孙耶稣要给全人类。
It's not just given to the whole human mankind through the descent of David, Jesus Christ.
因为这是耶和华应许的。
This is a promise given by the Lord Jehovah.
比那个还多。
It's even more than that.
这个祝福
This blessing
要借着每一个神的儿女
will be through each child of God.
祝福整个的受造之物。
To bless the whole of creation.
罗马书八章二十一节这么说。
The book of Romans chapter 8 verse 21 it says,
受造之物仍然指望脱离败坏的辖制得享神儿女自由的荣耀。
That the creation itself will be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the glorious freedom of the children of God.
二十节跟二十一节。
For verse 20 and 21,
大卫开始对神自己有极大的惊讶。
And David himself has greatest surprises towards God himself.
十八节是对着神过去的作为惊讶。
In verse 18 is David's surprises towards God's past actions.
十九节是对着神未来的应许惊讶。
And verse 19 is towards surprises towards God's future promise.
20节跟20节是对神自己惊讶。
And in verses 20 and 21 is a surprise towards God himself.
主耶和华。
Our Lord, O Sovereign Lord.
我还有何言可以对你说呢
what more words than I can say to you?
因为你知道你的仆人。
For you know your servant.
你知道。
You know.
你的仆人。
Your servant.
这句话有两种不同的意思。
There are two different meanings to this sentence here.
第一个意思
The first meaning
是你知道你的仆人
Is that you know your servant
因为你是一个无所不知的神
Because you're omniscient God
你什么都知道
You know everything
心思意念言语行为你都知道
Hearts and minds, words and deeds, you all know
神知道我们的一切
God knows about everything about us.
神还会爱我们。
God still loves us.
神还会拣选我们。
God still will choose us.
我们当然会像大卫一样说，我还有什么话好说呢？
Of course we will be like David. What words, what more can I say to you?
但是这句话还有一个更深的意思。
However, there's a deeper meaning to this sentence.
意思是
It means,
你已经认识了你的仆人。
Meaning that you have already known about your servant.
那是什么意思?
What does that mean?
是你把你的仆人分别出来。
Because you're able to discern your servant.
你拣选了你的仆人。
You have chosen your servant.
这是为什么有的版本它是这么翻译的。
That is why some version it was translated this way.
You and you alone have chosen your servant. 你并且是单单只有你拣选了你的仆人
Only you yourself, you alone have chosen your servant
弟兄姐妹
Brothers and sisters
如果你知道是神神自己单单的选了你
If you know that it's God who has chosen you and you alone
你知道那什么意思吗
Do you know what that means?
那是神绝对的主权
It's God's absolute sovereignty
朋友，你有没有相信主耶稣呢？我们活在耶稣里福音事工的核心，就是用耶稣真理来引导慕道友相信永生救主，并勉励基督徒在主耶稣里不断更新生命。如果你还没有相信神的话，就请在我们网页下端点击永生之道。信靠主而得到永生的祝福。